Karsumo Masakoi is one of Jomanokuro's former dancers. He's a man who loves and lives to dance, but he almost did not survive to do either. KALW's Hanababa has the story.
Karsumo jumps high, twists and turns, touches the ground with astonishing flexibility, and energetically shuffles his feet to his self-made beat. He grins and laughs, cheering himself on, and finding apparent delight in every motion. He says dancing brings him great joy. But at times, in the midst of his wide smile, his eyes become glassy, and you see glimpses of an unmistakable sadness. As he leaps and lands on the cement floor of his aunt's braiding shop in East Oakland, head bowed and elbows locked straight above his head, he says memories start flowing. Memories of the softer surface his feet used to land on, the earth's soil. Dancing takes Karsumo back to a place he loves and misses, his home country of Liberia.
See, I used to do agriculture work, like planting food, gardening work. Those are the things my parents used to do because I didn't go to school.
Karsumo was a child of the Liberian Civil War, which broke out in 1989 when he was just 10 years old. Raised by a single mother, his family was constantly on the move from one refugee camp to another. He never went to school, and for most of his life, didn't know much other than fighting and farming in this war-torn West African country.
Since the war started, we all split up. My mom went different direction. My grandma went different direction. All the relatives went different direction. My father I had never seen since I was born. It was just kind of too hard for me to do something not knowing myself where I'm at.
The Liberian Civil War between government troops and opposition rebels lasted 7 years, finally ending in 1996. According to the United Nations, the conflict took 150,000 lives and created over 750,000 refugees. At the height of the chaotic conflict, Karsumo found himself alone, hiding in dangerous rebel-held territory. He lived in the jungles of Liberia for months until he could find a way to get back home and look for his family members in the capital, Monrovia. Karsumo says he probably wouldn't be in America today if not for his talent. By the time he finally found his mother, 80% of Liberians were living under the poverty line. 3,000 people were killed in a single month, and those who were lucky enough and able fled the country. Little did Karsumo know, while dancing alone on a Monrovian hill one September evening, that a dance troupe was forming and that his life would soon change.
Then I went up the hill down by Duka. Somebody saw me in the car, Alva Gibbs, and Alva said, "That's the man we've been looking for. That's Karsumo right there." They called me. I said, "Hey, Karsumo, we're about to go to America in like 4 or 5 months from now. So come be in the company." I said, "What we have to do now?" He said, "We're just practicing. And first of all, we're going to go from village to village to urge the rebel that to lay down the guns, no more war, let come to one peace, to be one people."
For months, Karsumo and his troop toured the country, city by city, in the rebel-held areas, urging fighters to lay down their arms. They named their group Liberian Cry for Peace.
It's no need to fight each other. It's not like country and country fighting, but it's just social among ourselves. For what? Money, greed, we don't know power, we don't know. Because the innocent people are dying in the village, you see? Every kid in Liberia had a weapon, raping people, taking food from them, killing people for one cup of rice.
Monrovia's streets were littered with rotting corpses. Young armed rebels, many of them teenagers, roamed the city roads brandishing guns and swords. After the peace tour, Karsumo and his colleagues were called to the U.S. Embassy to find out who would be picked to go to America. They all walked 15 miles to the embassy and then waited nervously for their names to be called out.
And then the intercom guy came and started calling names now for those that would be on the trip. And then called the first 10 girls call the official, the three officials, and then call the drummer, like six drummers, and then six dancers. So we were like sitting down waiting. Then I was like, I said, Lord, please help me. Lord, please help me. The first thing they called my name, oh man, I was like, thank you. I brushed my backside, brushed my head like that. I said, bro, I'll see y'all. I said, I ain't coming back here no more. I'm going to America.
His grandmother walked with him to the airport, bade him farewell, and off he went to get on his very first plane ride.
We got on the plane, everyone all having a white handkerchief in our hands. And then I said, oh, thank God I'm going to America today. I said, I'm not going to sleep on the flight till I see America with my own eyes. And I didn't sleep. So we got on the plane. I said, I'm going to sit to the window. I sat to the window. The plane take out like this. I said, oh my God, the plane going fall down. We start acting funny on the plane. And I said, be quiet, be quiet. Everything okay. I see myself leaving my country, going over the water. I said, wow. I said, today this is me up in the air like this.
Karsumo knew he was in for a culture shock, going to a different country with different people, different customs and traditions, and different food. But he didn't expect the drama to start on the airplane.
The lady brought food and said, sir, what you like to eat? I said, I want to eat rice. Said, what? I said, rice. Said, we don't have rice. She said, we got sandwich. This. I said, sandwich? What a sandwich? Then she brought this sandwich with lettuce in it. I said, no, I don't eat green leaves. I give it back to her. I said, no, I'm fine. I'm full.
So Karsumo joined the Dimano Kura West African Dance Company in Oakland. Although Karsumo misses Liberia, his mother, and his grandmother, he's made very close friends in Oakland. He says the troupe is like a big family, supporting one another like siblings. Each time the drummers play, Karsumo's transported back home to the streets of Monrovia. And once the beat sets in, there's no telling what move will come out of him next.
Then you will see me all in the different direction. Sometimes I do the flip, I can pass over you without touching you.
As they flip, twist, and leap in unison, Karsumo and his troupe bring to Bay Area and national audiences what most Americans would otherwise probably never see, a taste of West Africa.